Blog Talk Radio.
Better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy of Comedy, Mr. Trey Love, is in. Yo, it is September 4th, 2012. It is currently 3:02 p.m. The chat line is open, y'all. blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, or you can call in 310-861-2317 and holler at your boy. Man, there's so many exciting things going on, man. I want to welcome everybody to my podcast, man. You know what I'm saying? And tell everybody, man, ain't nothing but love out there from coming from Trey Love, man. And that's all that's going on right now, man. It seems like every time I look up, man, y'all, my phone ringing, booking so many shows, being in so many places, filling up so many spaces, man. And I'm so grateful for the people that are in my life. People like Stevie Mac, people like Tommy Otis, people like Ariella Blue, people like Tracy Walker, people like Pac Stereo, people, Andre, where's his last name, I don't even have his last name right here, but just people that have embraced me, man, helped me, people like Venus, Vimo Johnson, people that have just been there, man, to really help me in this shine, man. I just want to tell you what's going on, y'all. For those of you who have been paying attention to the podcast, every time I do a show, I always do, every time I do a actual stand-up comedy show or have to host an event, which I've been doing like crazy, I'm even hosting tonight, y'all. That's why we're doing a show today, for the event that I'm doing tonight. But every time I do a show, I try to do something different. I try to use my podcast to not only promote myself, but to promote other artists as well. To, you know, for artists that have music, even actors, comedians, whoever, you know, want to get down, man, and get an interview. And I've had everybody from the likes of a David Arnold to, you know, I wouldn't even call a person a no-name, but I'm going to just say a person just starting out, you know, maybe amateur or whatever, because we all have to start from somewhere, man. It's so many people, like I shout out, Ebony Brown, Jennifer Renee. It's just so many people in my life that have been here to embrace and help me on this journey, man. And I'm going to tell you, God is really in the blessing business, y'all, because your boy been really making some major, major moves. And just thank everybody for coming out, man, the spirit that's just been in the room, the spirit to laugh. laugh, man, and make people's birthday parties, make people's anniversaries, man. I'm just enjoying doing it, man, and I see something happening out of this. And also, y'all, I know you guys have been paying attention. I've labeled myself self-proclaimed Red Carpet King. I mean, there's nobody else out there doing it. There's nobody else out there doing it to the degree and to the level that Trey Love is doing it. You know what I mean? I mean, the people that are working for their own network. They work for Oprah, or they got, you know, stuff on the red carpet. But I'm on my way there. You know, there's some major players that are paying attention to what I'm doing. You know, people, I'm going to mention some names. Kevin Rouse, Deshaun Cabeza. You know, these guys are major promoters. They bring you acts like Belleville DeVoe, Christopher Williams, stuff like that, you know. So they've been seeing how I really roll and operate out there on that red carpet. So I just want to thank God first and foremost for blessing me with the talent, drive, determination, and motivation to get on out here and keep doing what I'm doing, man, because I promise y'all, man, it's really, really, really working out for me. Friday night, this past Friday, August 30th, I hosted for Ariella Esmeralda Blue. Y'all know she got a lineage background, man. Mickey Howard, you know, just different people that she's related to. Angela Winbush, you know, this is all within her circle. You know, she did a big celestial sessions, you know, a big event this past Friday. And I had the honor, y'all. I call it an honor and pleasure to be able to host that event. And I learned from Tina Graham. I always shout out Tina Graham because she just laid so much knowledge on me about how to do things and how to get out there and just make a name for yourself and build your fan base. And ever since I had some, you know, little guidance and tutelage from her, I've just been putting everything together, and it's just been really, really, really working out for me. So, yeah, like I said, I was hosting that event Friday, and it was, an R&B event. But, you know, I was a comedian out there, you know, just hosting. And, man, you know, when the acts were getting ready between acts and stuff like that, you know, I would do a little 5 minutes, man. And, I mean, I was lighting them up, man. I mean, wow, it was just so much fun being up there on stage and, you know, having that mic and doing what I do. You know, being a stand-up comic is really important and it's fun. And I'm now getting to a point I'm stretching out and trying different things, you know. I'm doing a little singing a little bit, you know, a little jamming, you know what I mean? More so than just doing a straight joke or a set, you know, talk to people, talk about things old, talk about songs and, you know, music and things like that, man. And it really makes a difference, man. And people, you know, just seem to adapt to it. So that was one show. And then Saturday, y'all, I took some time off. Sunday, I hit the J-Spot. Boom, same thing. Lena was the headliner. She's a R&B superstar. She was in the movie This Christmas. She opened up the scene with Chris Brown. I'm going to have to talk to Venus about getting her on the show, too, because Venus's birthday party, yo, let me tell you something. She had an 80s birthday party, and that joint was off the chain, man. First, it was some comedy. Josiah, white comic, I can't think of his last name right now, but he came through and slammed it. My boy Eric Murphy came all the way from San Diego, came down here to slam it. We met at the Bay Area Comedy Competition, man. He was like, I came down here just for you, Trey. And he got his shine at the J-Spot, man. And I just thank God that I'm in a position to be able to give opportunities to people too, man. You know, as God is opening doors for me, I'm opening doors for others. And I think that's why I'm continuing to be blessed, because my mind and my focus is not just on me. It's about, you know, uplifting us all, man. And I'm just excited to be, you know, on this podcast and just doing what I'm doing today, uplifting some more people. So that show Friday was crazy. Then Venus's show at the J-Spot, I hosted that. It was freaking ballistic. It was crazy, man. I mean, you know, Derek Ellis stopped through. Who else was there? Josiah. I was hosting, y'all. Carly Carr tore the roof off that show. You know, Carly Carr was in the building, man. My homegirl, Lottie B, you know, from KJLA, she was in the building, man. It was just a fantastic showcase, man. And, I mean, Lena just came home and just took it all the way to the hilt, man. Shout out to her, man. It's so much going on. I want to get everybody out. Oh, yeah, and Monday night, y'all, night before last, I hosted at the Cork on La Tierra, 6835. South of La Tierra Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. Go out there this Monday night, man. Coco Brown's going to be in the building. BT Kingsley. I mean, she has a fierce lineup, man. Chocolate Storm doing her thing, man. Much love and respect to you and your husband, man, on you guys' new marriage, and just much love and respect for what you do as a whole, putting, you know, promoting and putting these shows together and giving us MCs and comedians opportunities to get out there and showcase our talent. It was so funny, man, because I'm not going to talk about what I did because, you know, me and Chocolate got something we're going to get in the studio and do, but it was crazy. It was crazy what happened this past Monday when I was hosting, man. And shout out to that headliner, man, Shang, Stevie Mack, Nova Kane was on the show, Jeff Brown. Jeff Brown's going to be on this season, the upcoming season of our senior year hall. So, you know, I definitely got to get him on the Trey Love Show. I'm trying to have the same guest that our senior hall had. You know, that's big on my podcast, man, doing it crazy. So that's the kind of stuff that I'm being blessed with, you all. I mean, things are just falling into my lap. So without any further ado, let me think. That was it for now. But without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and poke these women. I'm going to rock them like I do. And then from there, y'all, I got to bring my boy on, man, because we about to talk about some real live entertainment tonight. It's going to go down in a minute, man. Let me just make sure I gave all my shout-outs. You know, it's just stuff I want to talk about real quick. Syria, that stuff going on over there. Let me tell you something, man. I hate to be, you know, like this, but we really do need to. I have to agree with certain people. We need to tend to our own business, man. We broke over here in America. You know, we got gangs and stuff going on over here in America, man. We got a lot. You know, that's like me not worrying about what's going on in my house, going to whoop somebody else's kids, man. You got to take care of your own kids. Them your kids. You know what I'm saying? And then, as you all know, Tommy Morrison passed away. May he rest in peace. He was Tommy Guns on Rocky. Rest in peace, brother. And yeah, man, that's about it. Shout out to my homegirl today. It's her birthday, Tasha Sims. She's a beautiful queen. You all, some of you know Tasha. Tasha's a very gorgeous girl. Good friend of mine, man. You know, and she's not even in the business. She's just down. She does a lot of promotions and things like that. So, you know, today is her birthday. Got to shout her out. That's my homegirl. Let me get these women poked so I can get them rocked. Shout out to my homegirl Candace, too. I'm mad with her. She didn't make our birthday party July 7th. She called me today like, oh, Trey, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh, whatever. You didn't make the birthday party. Having a party at the J Spot. I got to shout them out over there. So let me get everybody taken care of here. A young lady named Kat, Nisha. And remember, ladies, I will only say your first name, never say your last. Because I don't want to get you in no trouble, you know what I'm saying? I want to be, oh, Trey poking you, huh? Who watched the game last night? That was crazy what happened to Malik, man. At least he's alive, you know what I mean? But, let's see how the next season goes. It's interesting how it's going to be Malik with no arm. Something to think about. I have a short list this week. I've been poking these girls so much. You know, all that, you know, usually I do a show a week. So now that I've been doing them a little more regular, you know, I got a lot less folks. So let me get them out of the way real quick. Kat, Nisha, Alexandra, Sherry, Chevette, Shannon, Ramona, Tamisha, and Goddess. Ladies, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your beautiful lives to, you know, tap me on the shoulder and get my attention. You know what I'm saying? It's not taken lightly at all. I appreciate each and every person for taking the time out to listen to anything I do, you know, within the sound of my voice, you know, my comedy fans, my acting fans, my music fans, just people that love Trey Love, you know, a.k.a. Red Coffee King. It's going down. I'm still trying to find this song. Give me 1 second, y'all. Not even technical difficulties. It's actually going real good. So here it is. Y'all got poked. Now you're going to get rocked.
L.A. Vegas Connect, baby.
You know you sing on the beat, right?
She's my way, she's like my
style. Order a shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think. To the telly, rub my belly. Put your number in my filly. Grab a hand, say let's go. Cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I want more. Make your body shake and quiver. Good loving, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a man so I can bury me into you. That's how I do. In a few, I pursue. I think straight love you.
Damn. What?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky. I got lube. Don't be crude. Act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it. Let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bed. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow? Want me fast? It doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver in bed. The problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
the L.A. Vegas
her.
Connect, you heard me?
I'm gon' rock.
Hit Works Entertainment.
I'm gon' rock.
Hear what? Straight Love Hot Single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gon' rock her. Yeah. We gon' take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gon' rock her.
Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy, a.k.a. Red Carpet King, Mr. Trey Love is in. It is 3:17 p.m. on September 4th, 2013. We have a very special guest today, man. One of the hottest up-and-coming young promoters in the game out here, man, making moves in L.A. He's been very consistent with Sunset Wednesdays, man, over there at the Hollywood Bar and Grill. I've hosted my main man, Stevie Mack has hosted. It's been a slew of comedians over there, a gang of rappers, you know what I mean, hip-hop, comedy, R&B. He's doing his thing, man, so we going to welcome him to Handsome Life Radio. You can call in and holler at him and chat with him if you want to, 310-861-2317. Or if you have any questions, comments, complaints, or concerns, you are welcome to meet us in the chat room as well. It's wide open, but right now, we're going to welcome this brother to Handsome Life Radio. What's up, Onye? How you doing today, man? Your mic is open. What's up, man? How you feel, bro?
Trey Love, man, I'm truly blessed, man. How are you, brother?
Oh, man, I'm the same way, man. Blessed, high and mighty, and glad to be living today, man.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah, man. So talk to the people, man. I mean, I've looked at your background, your NFL, former NFL player, played sports overseas. I think, I'm willing to probably go out on a tangent and say that's probably what kind of has you in the promotion game because, you know, sports and entertainment go hand in hand. Am I right?
Definitely, sports and entertainment definitely go hand in hand. You know, just being around people, traveling the world, you know, the art of traveling alone in itself brings you, as far as meeting different peoples from different genres. So it's easy to put an event together. It's easy to go into a new situation. It's easy to try something new. You know what I mean? So that's what my life is based on.
Yeah, I see the way you roll, too, man. You don't give a damn. You be like, look, yo, you funny? Hey, look, I got a show. Like, yo, hey, you don't know nobody? Like, you ain't got no unbeknownst pretenses, no prejudices or nothing. I said, this guy going to go far because he don't give a damn. Hey, look, where your boy at? Who's going to host this show tonight?
Hello?
God damn it. Yeah, I'm right here, bro. You still on the line?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I was just shouting you out for how you grind. You know what I'm saying? So what team
you
play for?
I love the grind, bro.
Who'd you play for in the NFL?
I play for your favorite team, the San Francisco 49ers, man.
My favorite team. I love it. All right, let me not say they're not my favorite because I'm right here in Southern Cal, but I was raised in Miami, born in Chicago, and I always did like the Niners, man. I love the Niners. I ain't gonna even front on you, man, but big up for that. And so you did kind of the Bo Jackson thing, man. You played basketball.
Yeah, Bo Jackson
as well.
Did football and baseball, but I did the Antonio Gates thing. I did basketball and football. Tony Gonzalez and these guys that played basketball in college and, you know, got on playing football just because they're a physical specimen, you know what I mean? So I was one of those guys.
I'm going to say to my listeners, he a big motherfucker, man. If y'all come out to the show, y'all going to see this thing about 6'2". How tall are you, actually, bro?
I'm a 6'6", man.
Yeah, six, big motherfucker, man. Yeah. I ain't gonna even lie, y'all. I'd be like, God damn, this nigga's big the motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I cussed you out, it would be on the phone. You know what I mean? It would definitely be on the phone. It wouldn't be to your face. It'd be like, and then if I seen you after I cussed you out, I'd be like, man, you still mad? You still mad, dog. Why would you be mad, man? Let me buy you a drink, man. Come on, we can work this out, man. We ain't got to, you know, black on black crime, it ain't cool, man. We can't hold this against each other, man. So how long you been over there doing Sunset Wednesdays, man?
Man, I've been doing Sunset Wednesdays for the last 4 years. I started out on Sunset Boulevard at the Libertine Lounge, and for the last 4 years, I've had over 1,000 comedians, artists, hip-hop and R&B, you name it, live performances at my venues. And we're pretty much the hottest venture on Wednesday nights. We network, we mingle, we lounge, we eat, we laugh. It's the ultimate networking place. We have a plethora of athletes, actors, you know, tourists, you know, just random people coming in there. It's a mixed crowd, 420 friendly. And, hey, what more can I say?
Yeah, hey, ain't no more to say. I want everybody to have 420 and a drink before I even get on stage because I know for a fact it's going to be funny as hell. As soon as I get up there, they lit like that. You know what I mean? But, so what else you got going on besides your because I got one of your MCs on the joint. We're going to play her music a little later. But what else you got going on besides Sunset Wednesdays? Because I know you were telling me you had some other venues going.
Yeah, I also do other venues here and there. I got a huge venue this upcoming Saturday. I went to Crenshaw High. I graduated class of 2002. So I also do reunions and stuff like that. Last year I did my reunion.
Wow.
It went so well that the class from this year agreed to hire me for this reunion. So the reunion is this Saturday at the Hollywood Studio Bar and Grill. We're expecting over 100 people. And, you know, the lineup is still open. You know, I'm going to formally invite you to be on that lineup as well if you're free. But want a couple comedians to come through. And it's going to be a great event. The class of 2003 is a special class. I want to give a shout-out to one of the notable persons in that class, which is Brandon Meebang. He's in the NFL. He plays for the Seattle Seahawks. He's repping for the class of 2002. Class of 2003, excuse me. Along with a lot class of 2003, Seattle Seahawks. So I just want to give a shout out to him. And, you know, we're a place where we're bringing people together. I'm truly blessed with the gift of that, you know, event planning. So keep it going, bro.
Yeah, that's wonderful, man. Do you have a team or is it just you? Like, who's on your team? Like, when you really sit back, who couldn't I do this without?
I can't do this without the world, you know.
Gotcha.
First and foremost, I can't do it without God. But I have a close knit, a great family, great friends, and just pretty much everybody who comes through the venue is part of my team. If you come through my venue, we don't just book, we promote the artist. And even after the artist is done, we're still pushing the artist. You know what I mean? We have a long list of artists that we randomly retweet their stuff and stuff like that. So I plan on doing this forever. I plan on taking this movement and taking it to different states, taking it to different countries. You know what I mean? Thinking big, man. You know what I mean? I'm still in my 20s and I'm enjoying it every day of it. But
that's good.
Yeah, I got some goals, man. I got some goals coming up.
Well, man, anything I can do over here to help and assist you with those goals, man, trust me, man. It'll be, you know, my honor and pleasure to be able to help you with that, man, because I see what you're doing, too, man. I'm like, this cat grinding, man, you know. And the grind respects the grind, you know what I mean?
Definitely, bro. I really appreciate that. And I want to give a shout-out to you. I truly respect cats and females or, you know, people who come from out of L.A., come here and make it happen. That
right
there in itself is motivation. You know what I mean?
Wow.
My parents are from my parents are from Nigeria, and they moved out here about 30 some years ago with that same vision, and they made it. You know what I mean? And I myself, and as long as my siblings, you know, we're all professionals. You know, played everywhere across the world. You know, so it's truly a blessing. So I want to give a shout out to Trey Love. You know what I'm saying? The Red Carpet King. You know what I mean? So it's all good, baby boy. And we're gonna put it together. We're gonna keep it going.
Oh man, it's going right now. Speaking of putting it together, man, I got one of your artists on the line that's going to be performing tonight. She, you know, she was very motivated. She sent the stuff in. She sent me her email. I'm looking through now trying to find her check. But before I do, I want to go ahead and introduce Sutter Hand to the world. You know what I'm saying? And welcome her to Handsome Life Radio. This is none other, y'all, than Miss Brooklyn James. Brooklyn, your mic is on. How are you today, honey? Hello, hello, Brooklyn James.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, girl? How you feel?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can. Yes, I can. What's going on?
Oh, okay. Oh, chilling. I'm sorry about that. I thought it was me, but it wasn't me. I was just messing with you. How you feel today, though? What's going on? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio.
Oh, my goodness, this signal is really crazy. But, you know, pretty much today is my birthday, first of all, and happy birthday to all the Virgos out there who are celebrating their birthday today. Today, because of the occasion, I decided to drop another single, and this was called Ice Cream. And I'm just going to be pushing it tonight.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Without any further ado, we ain't even going to waste no time, y'all. We're going to run this track. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ice Cream by Miss Brooklyn James.
Boy, won't you come on over here? There's no time like the present. Come open up the present. Right now it's perfect.
Like
tell a friend that the Playboy comedy is in. That was the sounds of Miss Brooklyn James, y'all, looking at me like some ice cream. Yo, that's a hot cut, man. I just told my age. You know a person's age when they say it's a hot cut? You know what I mean? They telling their age then, because they don't even say cut no more. They say MP3 or single. I'm over here talking about cut. But let's bring it to the line, man, and see where the inspiration for that song came from. What's up, Brooklyn James? How you feel, girl?
I'm very good, very good. Thanks for playing it. I like hearing it over the airwaves.
Yeah, it's a fly cut. It's a fly cut. So you are R&B artist, I presume?
Yes, I do R&B and pop.
Okay, R&B and pop, real good stuff. I can't wait to see you tonight. What's the inspiration behind this song?
You know what, this song, we were just having a lot of fun in the studio that day, and we were just talking about guys who, they look at you and, you know, they say they want to holler, but they're afraid to approach you. And it's like, okay, stop salivating, come say hi, it's all right, you know, I'm just a person.
Right, right, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all. Okay, we got one of your buddies on the line, man, Mr. Bill Watford of New Music Spin, man. We're going to bring another
big
line.
Oh, Bill, hey.
Yeah. Bill, what's popping with you, bro? How you feel, man?
Man, I'm in the house with Trey. Love. How is DJ on Trey? I'm here. Going to be in the house tonight down at the Hollywood Studio Bar and Grill to get it in.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a blast tonight, man. So tell us a little bit about New Music Spin, man. What's your company about? Give us some heads up.
What we do, man, I'm trying to go against the industry grain, man. I'm trying not to be a taker, but a giver, man. I'm promoting new artists. I want to hear new people. I'm tired of hearing the same people. So,
much,
you know, people get at me. You get at me. I got artists from all over the world. I'm just trying to give them some playing time, man. I work for them for free, you know.
That's wow.
Yeah, want to see new people get it. They can get me at New Music Spin Facebook. Follow me and send me that music, and I'm going to try to get it out here, man.
That'll work. So are you familiar with this major up-and-coming promoter named Onye? You familiar with this cat?
I am, and he's hot.
Oh, yeah, he's doing his thing, man. I got him on the line. I opened his mic back up so he could talk some smack, too, you know what I'm saying? Let us know what's popping up now. Bring
yeah,
it
I
in, man. It's going to be a hot show tonight.
I've heard good things about him, man. As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to hanging out with him tonight. Yeah.
Word, that's chill, man. So,
you know,
let's
so
see here. We got another
people,
young
man. You know, everybody's scamming people, man. There's so many wounded people in this business that, you know, truth is a short commodity. So I'm trying to bring
right.
that truth because I think that's a niche, honesty and character.
Right.
And so I'm just, you know, I do what I say and I say what I do, you know. And so we're going to get it in, man. And, you know, I got some more new artists I want to break with you, you know, and see where we go.
Well, that's what's up, man. That's what it's all about. I got another young artist out of 562 on the line that want to go on and jump in and get his spin on. 562,
right,
you on
yeah,
the air, man.
Yeah, what's up? It's KSTTU, 2 Turned Up ENT, film director, everything. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just out here promoting myself as an independent artist. You feel what I'm saying? Just need some sponsors out there. You feel what I'm saying? I've been doing shows for like 2 years in a row. You feel what I'm saying? I got all the footage. Check me out, KS space CTU, you feel what I'm saying? But basically, I have sung some music to y'all. I mean, if y'all could play it, I mean, that'll be wonderful, you know?
Are you Jay, the one I've been communicating with on Facebook?
No, that's KS with 2 Turned Up. He's one of the artists that's performing tonight. He's calling in.
Oh, okay,
and,
I didn't get
his, you to spin with
yeah,
the
I didn't,
yeah,
I didn't get his music. I got Jay Track's music, but I didn't get KS music. Yeah, hey, we got didn't get your music. I tell you what though, man, this station roll, man. If you got it close to your ear, man, and you could put something on for us to listen to right now, I'll leave your mic on, man, and let us vibe to it. Can you do that? That's how I get down,
man.
Bro. I ain't trying to hold nobody back from nothing.
That's right, love you wild.
Play it through the phone. You know how it is. Hey, man, people done got demo record deals off that.
I'm about to hit Hollywood right now. You feel what I'm saying? About to hit the streets with. You feel what I'm saying? It's called I Don't Think She Turned. You feel what I'm saying? Basically, you feel what I'm saying? I don't think the female basically turned up. We need a turned up female around the crew. You feel what I'm saying? Because everything I do is turned up. You feel me?
For sure. For sure. So this one of the artists that's going to be on the lineup tonight on Ye?
Yeah, this one of the artists is going to be on the lineup. He's performed before, and he'll be coming blessing the stage tonight, him and his crew. So we look forward to having tonight KS with 2 Turned Up ENT.
K KS with Two Turned Up ENT. Let me make sure I'm saying your name right. Am I saying your name right, Onye?
Yeah, you're saying it right, bro.
Okay, I want to make sure, because you know what I'm saying? I got a GED, and sometimes my subjects and my predicates, my adjectives and my adverbs, they don't really go together that well, and I ask people to work with me. Work with me. So if I mess something up, just
great,
work
man.
With me.
Check me out, man. Just check me out. New shit. Turned up.
Oh, you got something for me? Okay, go ahead. Run it. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. That was KS. Turned up. Tell us about that track, bro.
You feel me? That's that new turn up, bitch, man. I'm looking for a turn up, bitch, man. I don't need no turn down, bitch, man. You feel what I'm saying? Real Mackin' out here, Master Art Communication. You feel what I'm saying? Out here, it's the nation, man. You feel what I'm saying? Just out here doing this little independent shit. You feel what I'm saying? But like I said, we turn it up tonight, Hollywood Bar Grill. You feel what I'm saying? Looking for a turn up, bitch.
All right, goddammit. That's how you do it, boy. You just tell them straight up what you're looking for. You know, look, I love it. I'm gonna run up to a chick tonight. Look here, bitch. Let me tell you something. bitch, look, you better, bitch, turn up, bitch. KS, where that song at, bitch?
I'm gonna
hit me a bitch tonight. I'm gonna tell me a bitch tonight. Bitch, look, but you know what? We have to be respectful. There is a lady on the line right now. Brooklyn James, I apologize. I would never say that to no bitch. I swear to God, I wouldn't. I would always tell this bullshit. Brooklyn James, where you at? I'm just bullshit. Brooklyn James, where you at, girl?
Man, my phone is acting an ass tonight. I look forward to seeing you tonight when we can talk without all this technology crap going on.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm glad you probably didn't hear what me and KS was talking about, because it was a little like, I'm glad my daughter ain't on the line. Like, Daddy, for real? Like, yeah.
Like, oh, man. Y'all going to act right tonight now. I hope y'all ain't going to be bad tonight. I mean, we can turn up and all of that, but you know.
KS, so I take it your mother is your biggest fan.
Yeah, my mom basically watched me grow up, you feel what I'm saying, as a young man, you feel what I'm saying, watched me, you feel what I'm saying, go through the tribulation with females and different females, how they did me wrong, you feel what I'm saying? So basically, out of all the females that did me wrong, they just inspired me to do music. I mean, I got this one song, you feel what I'm saying? I mean, I would want you to hear it, you feel what I'm saying? It's called Bitch You Ain't Shit, and it's basically,
oh, wow.
You feel what I'm saying? It's basically like the pain.
Go ahead,
stuff.
Brother, this is like therapy. I'm listening. Because I want to know how this makes you feel. Go ahead. Go ahead, brother. I'm listening. Talk to the people. We need, because we're going to help you get through this. Fuck they hoes. Go ahead.
It's like, basically, I'm just like an independent dude, you feel what I'm saying? Just trying to make it to the top and have females try to pull me back, you feel what I'm saying? Set me up, you feel what I'm saying?
Damn,
all kinds of stuff, you know?
Yeah,
so
I know, I know how it is, man. I'm on child support, so I really know where you're coming from with these old Trump bitches. I'm just kidding,
man. Y'all be picking them wrong. That's all I got to say about that.
Tonight's gonna be crazy.
Brother seems
crazy.
Angry though. Boy. Like, nah, these bitches. I just want a turned up bitch. Fuck love. I ain't. You know, I'm gonna tell you like this, brother. No, you know, I mean, your music just sound angry and fuck that bitch. You know, look. I'm going to tell you something, man. We're going to have some fun tonight, man. I look forward to hearing much more music from you, man. Keep doing what you do. You got some hot stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Make it happen. But I'm loving the diversity of the acts that you book on, yeah. You got the, you know, R&B pop queen over here, Brooklyn James, and then you got my boy over here, KS, turned up, bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a,
it's
a diverse,
definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I love it. I love it. The diversity of it, you know what I'm saying? It's just,
definitely.
It's hot. It's what's cracking and what's popping, you know what I mean?
It's like basically, I mean, I put out R&B too, you feel what I'm saying? I'm versatile, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's not just, oh, bitch, you ain't shit. That's not all that I rap about, you feel what I'm saying, in my music.
Oh, okay.
I got R&B tracks. You feel what I'm saying? I done sat in the studio with T.Y. Dollar Sign. That's my cousin. You feel what I'm saying? He and Joe Moses. So, basically, I know how to sing, too. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I could hit y'all with an R&B track if y'all can hear that. You feel what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. I want to hear some R&B after that. Hell yeah. You know what, man? You know, let me tell you. Because, hey, I'm talking about a diverse show. That's a diverse-ass album. He put the album out on one song. You got turned up, bitch, on the next one. Somebody, I'm so in love with you, bitch. No, I'm hey, bitch, I love you, bitch. Bitch, you ever been loved? Bitch, you ain't never been loved like this before, bitch. No, I'm just But I look forward to it. I'm sorry. Brooklyn Jane, you got to understand, I'm a comedian, so sometimes my mind, comedically, it take things and it twists it into a joke. Because I'm writing a whole sketch on KS. I swear to God, we need to go on tour together. Because he going to do the singing and the rapping, and I'm going to do the jokes. Be like, ladies, be careful. I'm telling you, because the music, I had you twist it up. You know, you be jamming.
Right, all confused. Like, for real,
right.
How you
and
really
you know
feel,
what?
Baby?
It's funny you say that, Brooklyn Jane, because,
man, you feel what I'm saying? KS, man.
Uh-oh, see, he done flipped it on these motherfuckers.
He done dropped
it. Let's turn all the mics down.
Damn.
Turn all the mics down. Play your R&B, dog. Let's hit it.
Yeah. It's like no matter where she go, she'll always be that one. No matter where she go, Shawty always gonna be the one. California, yeah, where I'm from. Total of 6 lines. Shawty station for the friends.
Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. That was a cut by Mr. KS Turned Up. KS, what's the name of that song?
He's still playing it.
You hear me iron, bro?
Right. We'll bring KS back, y'all. I'm going to play a little of my hip-hop R&B. Y'all tell me what you think about it. Oh, yeah, I might get up there and do this track tonight. Depends on how I feel. And Brooklyn, tell me how you feel about this one. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what you think.
Okay, I'm listening back. Gone to today, you know, it's just like every song is nigga, bitch, motherfucker,
in hell, I'll beat your ass, and then I'll take your mama outside and bust her in her damn face if the bitch don't give me her money. No, I'm just
damn. I'm like, yeah, here now, like, woo, like it was about kids as well.
Is it just me, or that's where, you know, our genre of music has gone? And it's so crazy.
Unfortunately.
Like, I listen to our parents, man. Like, you know, my moms and pops, you know, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, you know what I'm saying? That type of stuff, you know, that type of music, it you know, no matter what you was going through, that music was like 420, man. It was a certain mood to it, you know what I'm saying? Gave it a certain vibe and a certain feel. So we're going to have fun tonight, man. And I'm not here to judge any artists or even try to say anything, man, because we all are expressing ourselves, and music times move on. Things move on with the times. But I do a challenge to artists to be an individual and not be one of the many. You understand what I'm saying? Not just be somebody that everybody else is. You know what I mean? So we're going to play a little music, because I got to do have another caller on the line that probably wants to chime in. So I'm going to play a little music, man, and then from there we're going to come back. And then we're going to close the show out, all right?
Sounds good.
Yo.
All right.
Hey, what's happening? Yo.
She got an angel eyes with the baby face.
Yo, but she's a freak, though.
I want my mama and daddy to meet her. Maybe have my baby.
Man, but she's a freak, yo.
And keep talking about something because it can't keep up with your face. You're my.
Yo, I say.
You're my.
What? My mama taught me everything fine ain't the finest, and everything that shine ain't a diamond. They say the change come with time, and I'm fine. And most bitches take your kindness for blindness. Yeah, feel good laying here beside you, digging deep all nine up beside you. But we can kick it out in public, gotta hide you, cause all my partners in the hood done tried you. It's true that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Well, listen, shout it, baby, I don't want a housewife. They say that you a freak, I'm thinking that they about right, because that pussy's so good and your mouth tight. A pretty face, slim waist, and a stout knife. Used to ask that them niggas in the South like. Super sexy, got a nigga thinking about a wife, wearing all white, being with her for life.
She got an angel eyes with the baby face. I want my mama and daddy to meet her. Maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak, yo.
Beach Planet.
On lucky.
Y'all forgive me, that was some technical difficulties. I wasn't DJing, I was trying to stop the track. But that was some T.I., y'all. She's a freak, though. She got angel eyes with a baby face. Man, but she's a freak, though. We all know one of them. You understand what I'm saying? And women probably know the opposite side of that, too. You know what I'm saying? He might have angel eyes with a baby face like me, huh? And then he a freak, though. Huh? Ain't that right? Ain't that right, Brooklyn? See, Brooklyn, you laughing.
Yeah, I know some of those.
Yeah, you know, because I've been told that I'm a very, very attractive man. You understand what I'm saying? But, yeah, baby, I'm a freak. If some things I do to you, you'll be trying to call the police. No, I'm just pushing. Hey, that's what y'all got to get in store for tonight. Man, but this next young brother, man, is on the line. I'm so glad he chimed in, man. The brother has such a positive attitude, man, such a positive outlook, man. I just see so much from this brother, man. I want to welcome to Handsome Life Radio, Mr. Jay Trax, y'all. Jay, what's up, man? I'll let the people for a minute.
Hello, world. How is it going? I go by the name of Jay Trax, of course. I got my own label, you know, Make Money Business Entertainment. You know, that's what I'm pushing right now. And I've been doing this music since I was, like, man, like 20 years old, you know. I started getting more serious with it when I got, like, 23. But other than that, man, my music, when you hear me, you're going to hear nothing but real. Nothing but passion. Nothing but skill. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of music nowadays is not really what I'm listening to. I don't even pay attention to mainstream no more. Mainstream, all they talk about, pussy, money, weed. Okay. We already know about that stuff. We need more music that's going to touch the soul. You feel me? Let's bring it back to the hip-hop where it used to be back in the day. I love the 80s hip-hop. You know, my dad was a rapper. And he the reason why I rap today, you know, because I have one of his raps, man. You know, I can give you a little bit of his raps. Kick a little freestyle. Is that all right for one of his raps that, you know, that he taught me?
Man, the mic is wide open. It's your time to shine. You
better be like, okay. Yeah. You can already hear the old school feel, like, on how I'm about to spit it, you know, it's just like, let me just get into it, man. You know, it's about, okay, look, he'd be like, straight spitting. Lock the brakes, this is a non-stop hitting to expose the taste of a rap rock rhythm. Step up to listen, but don't mimic this. Here is the magic I possess to do rap tricks. Lyrical, I do this a lot, cause it's typical. I damage the letters, now they make me invisible. You know, like a little something like that, you know what I'm saying? That's the skill.
And that's your daddy stuff? Oh, boy,
that's,
let me tell you something.
Stuff,
it's in
man.
Your DNA. That's his daddy stuff. That's in his DNA, because that was smooth. So you know what we're going to do,
yeah,
man? We're going to go ahead and play your track right now. This is your 187 Freestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Trax, man. Sit back and enjoy them on Amplify.
Turn me up. Y'all ready?
Oh, man. Y'all done messed up now.
Kill beats like Rambo, ball like Rondo, working hard in the booth, call that Tybo, hit you hard with the punchline like Cambo, jabbing I swing with a verse Joe Frazier, my style is incredible, your flow be forgettable, boy I'm a beast on the beat like a cannibal, turn into an animal, 187, torture these whack rapping niggas like
Hannibal.
Murder was the case that they gave me, cause I bring a lot of heat like Miami. I'm a rug rat, got a new Tommy Gat, and I'm about to crack a home run with my bat. Barry Bond these niggas, time these niggas, sick bomb these niggas. I'm a cold ass rapper, somebody call help cause that nigga got a fever. Set the booth off like Queen, Latifah, smoking like Sharifa. I got the mic on fire like smokers. You know what it is, man, I'm a teacher, a long reacher, give you what I got. A lot of chickens bark, but they stay on my cop. Never gonna stop till I make it to the top. And when I make it at the top, a nigga never gonna drop.
Yo, tune in and tell a friend the Playboy Comedy is in. That was Jay Trax, 187 Freestyle. Really hot track, man. Good young brother, man. You have an amazing future, man. Your lyrical content is utterly amazing, man. I'm glad you're on the show tonight. Can't wait to meet you, greet you, man. And you know what I'm saying? Help push you to the next level. I have a young lady on the line by the name of Haley who would like to speak to Brooklyn James and Onye. Haley, your mic is open, and so are they. Talk to people.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody.
Hi, Haley.
I'm a fan of Sunset Wednesdays, and I haven't seen you perform, but I did hear your track, and so I look forward to seeing you perform tonight.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to performing.
Yeah, and happy birthday as well.
Thank you.
And Jay Trax is really good. I seen him perform like last week, and he was really good. And he's right; we do need a little bit more, like, you know, '80s hip hop, like our, you know, hip hop R&B type of feel to our music. So the question I have for Brooklyn is: do you compare yourself to like other current female artists, or do you think that you're just breaking into a new like genre of music?
You know, I actually feel like I'm something that hasn't been done. I'm a singer-songwriter, first of all, and so I write all kinds of music. I have a song that kind of sounds a little country. I have some old-school R&B type songs. In fact, John Harrell from the group Troop is going to come down tonight and do our current single, which is called Fragile, and that one is just like a ballad love song banger, so you're going to get a chance to hear that one as well. I don't always like to do just club songs. I like to do stuff that I can listen to with my mom, my grandmother, you know. Like Trey was saying, you know, a lot of our songs have those type of lyrics where you get all offended in the ear, like, man, do you have any other vocabulary? And so I'm definitely trying to do things that, you know, kids can listen to, older people can listen to, and we can all enjoy together.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And for Onye, what can we expect, like, more from Sunset Wednesdays? I mean, I know you say you've been doing it a while. I really enjoy the comedy. It gives me a chance to relax during the week. But, like, what else can we, like, expect?
Well, you can expect us to go viral, which means more promotion. We can never promote too much. There's a lot of people that don't know about it. There's a lot of artists who haven't seen the Sunset Wednesday stage, comedians, stuff like that. So what's next for me is promotional-wise. I'm going to pick my promotional game up and use all the social networks even more, YouTube links and stuff like that. So photographers, videographers. You're going to see a lot of those kind of people in the building now. So that's the next step for Infusal Entertainment.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm excited. So what was your biggest challenge, like transferring from like playing, being an athlete to like planning events, like?
What was the biggest challenge?
Yeah, what's the biggest challenge? Like, that's different. You're being, like, athletic is, like, different than you just being a performer. Like, you know, people have their normal day jobs, and then they, you know, you have artists that work during the day, but then they come, you know, to perform at night. Like,
right.
What was your biggest challenge in transitioning?
Well, I kind of like to look things on the positive spectrum. Say, for example, what am I good at? I'm good with people. I'm good at talking. I'm good at networking. So as far as athletic-wise, it's always been easy for me to go in a different situation, play against new talent, you know what I mean? Play against, play in adverse situations, you know what I mean? Sometimes there may be adversity in the entertainment as far as artists, trying to book artists, trying to convince them why it's important for them to come. So just bringing the competitive nature to the business as far as being the best promoter, trying to get the best venues or get the best artists, I kind of try to approach it the same way. So luckily, I've been blessed to have other talents besides athletics. So it wasn't really a hard transition.
Cool. Well, I'm excited.
Off-season.
I'm excited to meet Brooklyn tonight and all the other artists. So good luck.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely.
I look forward to meeting you tonight, too.
And Trey, too. Oh, shout out to Trey.
I appreciate it. Hey, Haley. Haley, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what your background is, but you got a little journalism in you. I like the way you answer the questions like you was me. I love it. You came through like, okay, so what do you think about this and that? All right, you're doing your thing. You might have a career in radio, girl. I know from here you got a face for it. I swear
to
God.
Well, I get it from you, Red Carpet King.
That's what I'm talking about, girl. Don't say it like you like me. Because join me on Facebook so we can chop it up and we can laugh. But this last song, y'all, we about to take it home. Hey, oh, yeah, man. Oh, no, before I go, I got to do this, man. I got to open up the mic. First, I'm going to let Jay Trax get his time to shine. What his time to do, Jay, what's your time to do right now is tell everybody where to find you on all your social networks, whatever you got from LinkedIn to Twitter to Facebook to Instagram. Give everybody your social media right now. Jay Trax, you on the line.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah, you can find me on SoundCloud, you know, SoundCloud J Trax, JAYTRAXX, that's two X's. You can find me on Twitter, that's J Trax 24, JAYTRAXX 24. You can find me on YouTube, The Real J Trax, you know, or you could just put J Trax in the space bar, you know, the search bar. JAYTRAXX, that's all together. And it's going to pull up all my stuff that I've been doing, all my history. also, you can find me on, I don't know, I don't even know if people use Tumblr, you know, but JAYTRAXX. I try to be all over the social network, you feel me? You know,
yeah, you
get myself out there.
Got
yeah, exactly,
it,
man.
You know. So, all right, Brooklyn James, it's your time to shine, girl. Go on and give everybody everything, where they can reach you, Insta, Twitter, Facebook, everything. Give everybody everything. It's your time to shine, girl. Your mic is open.
All right, pretty much you can find me anywhere at BR00KLYNJAMES. And I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. Google me, BR00KLYNJAMES. And most importantly, my new single, Ice Cream, just dropped today. It's on iTunes, it's on Google Play, it's on your Xbox if you're too lazy to get up and go out the house. Wherever you are, Ice Cream, go get it.
Sounds good to me. Okay, let me see something here. Okay, now it's time for, I'm going to let my girl Haley, since she's so spoken and sounds so good. Haley, I'm going to go on and open your up and let you give your stuff to the world. Tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at Kalua Parker. That's me, the world's finest chocolate.
All right. Damn. Did you join my friend? Are we already Facebook friends?
No.
Well, you need to join me. It's Trey Love, comedian Trey Love, TRELUV. Hit me today, girl, so I can mess with you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, last, definitely not least,
my friend and yours, the man with the plan, the young man who's doing so much, man. These other promoters better watch out because the guy got a good attitude about himself. He's about the people, and at the end of the day, he's about a show. I'm an observer of people, you know, especially people I work with. I've been through the rigmarole. I've seen so many come and go, and I'm going to tell you something. When the ones come out like they trying to do this and that, they go. But when they come and they put their foot down and they really put into the artist, as this young man is doing, they have a long career. So I'm looking forward to seeing some longevity out of him. But before we let him go, I'm going to let him give shout-outs to every artist he wants to give a shout-out, as well as give his links where he can be reached and all that kind of stuff via the Internet. And then from there, I got a special song for Brooklyn James to take us home. So y'all stay tuned. Go ahead, Anya. It's your time, brother.
Definitely, I want each and every listener to come out, if you can, tonight to Sunset Wednesdays, each and every Wednesday at the Hollywood Studio Bar and Grill, 6122 West Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, where we feature the hottest comedians, singers, and poets in town. I definitely want to give a shout-out to the lineup for tonight, starting with the host, Trey Love. Shout-out to you, bro. Keep doing your stuff, as well as comedians and comedians, Kate Quigley, Chris James, Merwas, Randall Murphy, Zoe Johnson, Tyree Spivey, Lottie B, Asia Kim, Carl Williams, and Bobby B. Easy Willis. Those are the comedians for tonight. We got a couple poets for tonight. We got Abdul and my boy Sheldon coming through to do some poetry. We got a vendor booth for tonight. Each Wednesday we have a vendor booth, and the vendor booth for tonight will be for the 420 friendly people, which will be Chronic Killer Spray. You spray the chronic killer, it immediately takes away the smell. So we'll have a booth featuring some of that stuff.
I ain't mean to start laughing. Yo, I'm telling you, we got the spray. Y'all don't even understand. Your mama walk in the house in the basement looking for you. Boom, hit that spray, you good. You won't even get kicked out, I promise. If you do, there's a money back guarantee.
Definitely. And I want to give a shout-out to all the artists tonight. We got some hot artists, which is the True Substance of Sunset Wednesdays. We'll start that live R&B at 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Shout-out to Mars Peoples. Dave Trax is also a Crenshaw alumni. Happy birthday, Brooklyn James. Shout-out to all the Virgos out there. Freeway artist Franco DeGod, he's coming through with a hell of a crew. KS, Two-Turnt, ENT. Mary Jane, she's a guitarist. And a great vocalist. She's coming through. Nifty, you're cool. Real Paradise out of Carson, Filipino cat coming through. Sheldon Belly, who's also the poet, is going to lay a couple tracks. We got Bosky, the only one in Bosky, coming through. Young Ellis. We got a great vocalist by Sarah Shine. This girl right here, she can sing.
That's my girl. That's my girl.
She's the next in line. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. That's my girl.
Yeah. Follow at Sarah Shine Music. We also got CT, who's going to bring the live keyboard out, you know what I mean, during the show and do some tracks with Rich Kizzy and T. We also got Wisdom Star with Young Grimy, and we got Chuck B the Kid coming through tonight. So we would love to have everybody out. I also want to mention that I also booked book release parties. I'm actually hosting a book release party from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. A young lady by the name of Kim Peters, she's releasing a book called The Exodus. So you guys check that out if you guys want to come a little bit earlier. But we got food, we got live comedy tonight, great network, mixed crowd. Come out and have a great time. We're in Hollywood, but never Hollywood. You can follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, Impresario ENT. Follow me on Instagram at Impresario ENT, and I'm going to spell it out for you guys. Impresario ENT. We never fail to deliver.
Wow, well, I want to tell everybody, man, like I say, you know, I'm impressed. The boy doing his thing. And remember this, I'm going to talk to my people. When you come out, support don't mean coming and sitting down and ordering a water. Support means having a drink or two. Support me at least getting you some fries and a soda. Two item minimum. We starting to have these problems with us ethnic people coming out talking about we broke. If you broke, just stay your ass home. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't saying, you know, come through, spend about, be ready to spend 25. You're 10 to get in and be ready to spend $15 on two items. That's now I'm trying to let these black people know that is what you call support. Not damn, Trey, you can't get me in. Damn, I can't get your ass in. Support is paying your damn money because, see, we're trying to do something for our people. Keep it in the community. You understand what I'm saying? Build us. Y'all help us build us. We going to build y'all. That's how this thing go. So before we get out of here, man, y'all already know me, man. Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy, a.k.a. RCK, Red Carpet King. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram. Go to Facebook and like my page, Trey Love Vision. All that's Trey Love Vision, TRELUVISON. Also, you can go to YouTube, Trey Love Vision, and check me out there as well. Now, before I get out of here, man, I want to go ahead and play this song for this special young lady, Miss Brooklyn James. It's your birthday, right? You probably going to get me later for this, but, hey, that's later. Right now, you on my line so I can have some fun. This song is dedicated to you. Girl, it's your birthday. You better get you some.
Shout to LAD.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven
if you leave with me, Charlie.
I wanna be your present.
Girl, unwrap me.
Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go. Cake, ha ha ha, you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy open. Gonna give you a back rub, then we'll hop in my hot tub and vanish with my face, cause now I got that ass up to the point you're screaming out. It hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
Position, you feel surrounded.